Now I want to bring up Natalie Johnson, who's the coordinator for the proponents of the ballot issue, and City Council Member Bob Todd, who is on the opponent's side. And they're going to take turns speaking. First, they'll each have 3 minutes, and then they'll each have 2 minutes for their second turn, and then we'll be done with that part. So, Natalie, if you and Bob could come up, and you all can.
And I need help with a little portion.
Okay. Natalie will go first, 3 minutes, then Bob, 3 minutes, and then they'll each have 2 minutes.
All right. Here we go. I selected the short end of the stick. 360 registered voters signed our petition. Over 100 of you endorsed our ballot measure. A dedicated committee has been working behind the scenes to make this happen, and Manitou Springs City Council referred this initiative to the ballot. I am one of many. I am simply the unlucky person with the microphone tasked with sharing this initiative that is modeled after other successful programs in the state. This ballot measure is about stories and people. Of course, it is about money and transparency, but it is about investing in our community's core values and the infrastructure and programs of the nonprofits that do so much for this community. It is about our stories and our past, present, and most importantly, our future. My story is similar to many. I moved here 16 years ago and opened a bookstore in our downtown. I joined the Friends of the Library 12 years ago and the Manitou Art Center Board 11 years ago. I became the director of the MAC 8 years ago and serve on the Board of Education for District 14. I also work as the director of the Creative District on Economic Development. This ballot measure is something that I have wanted for over a decade. These programs and projects have needed funding for decades. This story is not new or special, but this opportunity is. This is a big deal. This story is not, it is about passion and stories and feelings and the reason that we live here and the reason that we have pride in Manitou Springs. This November, vote with your hearts. One, support a functional and inclusive historic Carnegie Library for all. ADA compliance, free classes and programs for everyone, more space equals more opportunity. Two, $100,000 annually will be used for nonprofit projects and programs throughout the community. Three, Match2D supports 30% of Plan Manitou's long-term goals. This ballot measure supports our city and community priorities. Four, Match2D reinstates a 2018 sales tax. It is not a new sales tax. 30 cents for every $100 spent. Five, the MAC, Heritage Center, and Miremont Castle have given back to this community for decades. This ballot measure will give them a small amount of secure, long-term financial support for deferred maintenance, matching grants, and other difficult-to-fund needs, and we know how to stretch a dollar. Six, art and heritage tourism is great tourism. They stay longer, spend more, and tread lighter. This is the kind of tourism we want. I shared my story with you at the beginning of this, but this is about your story too. Laura has been working on the historic Carnegie for 17 years. Michelle has been working on this for 30 years. Think about your story and vote for your story and vote yes for 2D this November. Help keep Manitou, Manitou.
Good evening.
Oh, you guys probably can, you can't hold your sign while he's speaking, I don't think. That would be mean. Sorry, thank you very much.
The mic is working? It is, okay, great, thank you. I have a new friend up here, the mic. Thank you all for being here this evening. Neither I nor anyone in opposition to the ballot measure are against supporting arts, culture, and heritage at Manitou Springs. We can all agree on the mission, but we do not agree on the means. If this measure is approved, there are unintended consequences that will sabotage the best of intentions. How can this be, you might ask? Here are a couple of perspectives you might consider. Let's start with the 66% tax receipts that would be dedicated to both facility improvements and operations at the organizations you've heard named. That amounts to $260,000 in the first year and will rise each year when tax receipts grow. That figure was justified by the match proponents assigning up to 50% of the receipts to cover a $2.6 million taxpayer bond for future library expansion. That will leave $140,000 perhaps to be allocated to four organizations, about $30,000 each annually, as depicted on the match website. Until the city formally approves a $2.6 million improvement for the library, until the city has a definitive bond proposal priced at current market, all is speculative. If the plans aren't approved or the voters do not agree to assume that debt, the average allocation to four organizations would rise to about $100,000 each. Pause for a moment and recall 2 years ago, the voters rejected the multi-purpose facility $4 million bond issue. Fast forward to today. The fire department focused on the most critical element, training, and shortly ground will be broken on a $400,000 facility that meets the most critical needs. That's at one-tenth the bond proposal. Before we are done with the library, this experience suggests the school district and the library might collaborate with their shared need for space, parking, and traffic flow in the most congested and dense area in the city and come up with, as the fire department did, a solution at a fraction of the cost. You got the message. Increasing sales tax to support the match bond issue is the cart before the horse. Let's move to another perspective. The role of government in your council as your representative body is the safety, health, and welfare of the community. Had you been at last Saturday's budget meeting, you would have learned the best minds, namely our new city administrator and our outside financial experts, have warned the council our financial indicators are steadily moving from yellow to red. City fund balance continued to decay. Our mainstay sales tax, 8.7%, is already the second highest in the region, and the city needs to find another source, needs to find other sources of money. Attend the city administrator's budget review evening on either October 24th or 29th, and provide your thoughts to Ms. Howell as to how to consider and what we should consider for new fund sources. The role of any nonprofit is to run on a balanced And I have suggestions as to how these nonprofits can find alternative sources for money to be continued. Thank you.
We have the talent and resources to make this work, and our nonprofits know how to stretch a dollar. You will more than get your money's worth. In addition, this program is modeled after other successful programs and will be a catalyst for other communities. Raise your hand if you served or are currently serving on a nonprofit board that could benefit by the Match 2D initiative. Raise your hand if you have attended high tea at Miramont Castle, enjoyed a library lawn concert, sat in the MAC's giant desk or concrete couch's sidewalk sofa, have been spooked by the Heritage Center's ghost tours, have strolled through our art galleries and museums. Today, we are asking you to vote for your vision of our future. We are living in a fear-based era. Do not vote out of fear. Vote out of hope. The answers to many of your questions will be in the next edition of the Pikes Peak Bulletin, on the website, or can be answered by our committee members and trained supporters. Vote for a better future, and know that your community has the talent and the energy to get us there, and know that if we all contribute a little, we can do a lot. Vote out of hope. Vote yes for 2D this November. Thank you.
Natalie, and thank you. I could have raised my hand for 80% of those events, but I didn't want to distract from your presentation. Just coming back to what are the other avenues that our nonprofits have to raise money? Let me just suggest two highlights. The rest will be in the Pikes Peak Bulletin next Thursday. One is the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region is developing a 10-year plan for our area, a strategic plan. They just completed the first 10 years. They're on, going on to the next 10 years. Manitou is a strong player in that group, and I would suggest this type of a proposal should be done on a regional level. That's why it's successful up in Denver. It involves 7 counties, et cetera. Here's another option that we could do. All the energy behind the match proposal could establish a Manitou Springs Foundation similar to the Pikes Peak Foundation and raise monies for and facilitate the growth of these organizations. But let me give you a last and brief perspective. It is important that you, as our constituents, understand the distinction between council referring a ballot to the ballot, referring a matter to the ballot, and endorsing a matter on the ballot. Ballot Measure 2D, after council's purview for almost 4 months, was referred to a ballot by a 4-3 council vote, barely a majority. One vote made the difference. It did not make it to the ballot by a citizen petition due to technical errors in that process, so a compromise was struck. However, the match team did not press City Council to endorse 2D, perhaps because they knew, as Council did, at least one of our members in favor of putting it on the ballot was opposed to the 2D compromise. We experienced a similar situation with a multi-bond issue presented on the ballot 2 years ago. Council never voted to endorse it. My suggestion, with all due respect, trust your elected officials when in doubt. You are now better informed. Hold on to your ballots as you speak with your family and neighbors to consider the pros and cons of this issue. Read the next week's edition of the Pikes Peak Bulletin. Do not throw this to our next mayor and council to sort out one hand tied behind their back as to how your taxes must be rigidly allocated over the next 15 years. Provide them with the flexibility they need to prioritize our funds first and foremost in the interest of our community's safety, health, and welfare. Encourage and support our nonprofits with your gifts of time, attendance money. I certainly do, and I'm sure you all do too, who are here this evening. Thank you. Vote no on ballot measure 2D.